Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of civilians. Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what actually happens in the city. Stefan de Mistura is the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
There are moments when there is an awareness that military victories are not a victory for peace, because peace needs to be won separately. And there are moments when, in fact, everyone realizes that perhaps now is the time to start again looking at the political process.
Foreign Minister Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end fighting in Aleppo. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says regardless of what happens in Aleppo, his troops will continue to fight until the conflict is over. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote on Friday. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Solomon Islands early Friday. No reports of casualties. This is VOA News. Ghana's Electoral Commission is slowly releasing results from Wednesday's presidential and parliamentary elections. Meanwhile, political parties have been making claims about the outcome. Francisca Forson reports.
Ghanaians are eagerly waiting to get official word about the presidential race between incumbent John Mahama and opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo. But both the ruling NDC party and opposition MPP have been given their own versions of the outcome. The MPP organized a press conference Thursday morning declaring victory for its candidate. Electoral Commission officials held a news conference where they said the commission is the only mandated body to declare election results. Francisca Kakra-Forson, Accra.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Liberal Senator Bernie Sanders doesn't like the pick.
If you are interested in the profits of the oil industry, I suppose it's a good pick. If you're interested in preserving the planet for future generations, it's a disastrous pick that has to be opposed.
Media reports say Trump has picked restaurant executive Andrew Puzder, a critic of minimum wage boosts and other worker protections, to head the Labor Department. Trump planned several trips Thursday, a visit to Columbus, Ohio, and a thank you rally in Des Moines, Iowa, which is going on right now. On the foreign affairs front, United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said Thursday he is planning to meet with Trump's transition team. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says Western nations are facing serious threats to their security and political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. MI6 head Alex Younger told reporters in London, warning that these risks of cyber threats are profound and represent a threat to national sovereignty, singled out Russia for its alleged high-tech subversion. In the United States, pressure is mounting on President Barack Obama from congressional Democrats to disclose more information on alleged Russian hacking activities during the 2016 presidential elections. The White House has not responded. U.S. intelligence chiefs accused the Kremlin last October of being behind the hacking of the Democratic National Committee's computer system and of the emails of Hillary Clinton's campaign staff. Taking a brief look at markets. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes closed at an all-time high on Thursday, a high for a second day in a row, led by gains in banks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.